Good afternoon, everybody. It's Thursday, July 25th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning into Loud Majority Live. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. We are going to be talking about Joe Biden mumbling, bumbling, fumbling, stumbling over his farewell address last night at the Oval Office. He spoke for about 11 minutes. I'm sure he's absolutely exhausted. Also, we're going to talk Kamala Harris. And look, there's something that I really got to get off my chest today. It's going to be graphic. It's going to be graphic. Just a heads up. Warning everyone right now, I may say some naughty words, but it's some stuff that I think needs to be discussed, because I am sick and tired of being the party that turns the other cheek, that holds the moral high ground as we continue to lose. We're going to discuss that today. Also, a bunch of terrorists decided to burn American flags in Washington, D.C., and nothing will be done about it. We're going to talk about why they were able to do that and how I think something ought to be done about it because there was a Supreme Court case in 1989 saying that you were allowed to burn the American flag as a part of free speech. However, House Republicans have a plan for that. But before we get started today, guys, hit that thumbs up button, share the video. Where the hell's my live chat? Where's my live? There everybody is. Just a heads up today, guys. Hold on to your butts. Smoke if you got them. Because I've got some stuff I got to get off my chest today. Something that really, 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 really bothers me. Before we get going, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. We're rocking. We're rolling. Callie, she knows. And they keep effing around. Absolutely. Absolutely. How's everybody doing today on this amazing, amazing Thursday? Also, tomorrow night, if you're local, come down Belmore Train Station. The Belmore Chamber of Commerce is having a classic car show. They get about 1,000 classics down there. It's going to be a really nice night if you're in the local area. If you're in the local area, come on down, say hello, giddy up, let's go. So, let's dive into the news. Obviously, last night, Joe Biden gave his farewell address as to why he is no longer running for the presidency of the United States. I'm not going to show it to you because it was only 10 minutes long and it really wasn't worth clipping, but I do want to go over a couple of things. Number one, Joe Biden lied saying that violent crime is at a 50-year low. It's not. It turns out that when you plead down violent crime or don't arrest people in the first place, that leads to crime statistics going down. What a shock. Also, Joe Biden screwed up the, I don't know, maybe top five most famous quote in American history. He screwed up the Lincoln quote when he said, "We are not enemies, but we are all American citizens." That's not the line. The line is, we are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, I could do the entire thing, obviously. Joe Biden screwed that one up. And then, of course, he talked about Kamala Harris. And we're going to get into Kamala Harris a lot today because something is happening that I'm just not going to let fly. I'm just not going to let it fly. He called on Kamala Harris saying that she had been an incredible partner, even though we must not forget the fact that Kamala Harris sat on stage and called him a racist during the first debate. During the first Democratic debate, where Kamala Harris gained virtually no points because she's terrible at this. She's really, really, really bad at this. Of course, since the announcement, some people have been touting a Reuters Ipsos poll that shows Kamala Harris is leading in the race. However, that's not true at all, because that, as we talked about yesterday, that poll dramatically oversampled Democrats. In a recent Rasmussen poll, Donald Trump now leads Kamala Harris 50-43. The honeymoon period is over for Kamala Harris. That lasted all of about 2 seconds. Now, also, some people will say, but Kamala Harris raised $100 million in the course of just a couple of days. No, she didn't. they transferred the money from one PAC to another PAC. One political action committee to another one, which may have violated the law, but, you know, let's look, minor details, people. That's why she was able to get all that money. Democrats know they're in trouble. Democrats know they are in big, big trouble. Let's dive into this from the Washington Examiner. So much for the expected polling bump for Kamala Harris. In three surveys since she became the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, Harris has failed to overtake former President Trump as his campaign feared would happen. Instead, the race remains where it's been for months, with Trump leading Harris in both national head-to-head and battleground state surveys. Just out is the latest Rasmussen report, a poll that shares with secrets overtaken, that's a weird way to say that. Just out is the latest Rasmussen Reports poll shared with secrets and taken over the past three nights. And it shows Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris with likely voters, not registered voters, likely voters, 50 to 43, well outside the margin of error. That is just a 1-point increase for Harris over Rasmussen's last Biden-Trump poll head-to-head that was taken before Biden dropped out of the race amid pressure from the Democratic elites and the media abandoning his lifelong dream of being president out of fear he might lose to Trump. If we look at the head-to-head polls, taken from July 22nd to July 23rd, Donald Trump is plus 7 in Arizona. He's plus 7 in Georgia. He's plus 9 in Michigan. Plus 7 in Pennsylvania. Plus 5 in Wisconsin. Now, when I say that, remember, all gas, no brakes. Do not stop. Continue to push. Continue to move forward. Because under no circumstances should we be taking this lightly. We know they're going to try to cheat. And even if they don't try to cheat, I want a resounding victory. I will not settle for some cushy little 272. All right? I want 300, 310, 320 electoral votes. I want a popular vote win. I want a landslide to show these Democrats that their version of American politics is no longer going to be put up with by the average American. That's what I want. That is the only thing that will change these policies. That is the only thing, if Donald Trump is given a mandate by the American voter, a majority of the American voter out there, even a plurality of the American voter out there, to make drastic change. That is the only thing that is going to force House Republicans to abandon the neocon, uniparty, establishment, lobbyist, DC swamp policies that they've been promoting for the last 2 years. Is if we give them a mandate, an overwhelming mandate, if we provide the Freedom Caucus, Matt Gaetz and Corey Mills and the rest of the Florida crew, if we're able to give them more support. Right now they've got about 20 members in the Freedom Caucus, the ones actually fighting for us, the ones we actually trust. We give them 40, we give them 50. Things will change, because once they start to gain power, the people who pretended to be MAGA in order to get elected will realize that they're all going to see primaries coming in 26 unless they shape up. We can't get a lot of these establishment rhinos out right now, but what we can do is force them into compliance, and I'll take that for what it's worth. This poll also shows Trump keeping a solid support with the black and Hispanic voters as well as younger voters. Some other surveys, including the just out Emerson College poll of battleground states, showed younger voters trending towards Harris. When third-party candidates were included in the Rasmussen questioning, Trump kept his 7-point lead over Harris, 49 to 42. RFK Jr. lost half of his support, dropping to 4 from 8%. Polling continues to work in Donald Trump's favor. And why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it? Because it turns out what the Democratic Party has done over the course of the last week is tell 14 million of their voters that we don't care about you. A coup has been staged in the Democratic Party, putting Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, forcing delegates to vote for a ticket where they don't know who the vice president is. Think about that. They don't know who the vice president is going to be. Is it going to be J.B. Pritzker, the lard ass of Illinois? Is it going to be Josh Shapiro, somebody nobody's ever heard of? Is it going to be Roy Cooper, a guy who's about to lose his job? Is it going to be Mark Kelly in Arizona, who barely squeaked by because everyone knows Maricopa County is the most corrupt county in America? Who's it going to be? I don't know. You'd have a better chance sticking your head out the window and finding the first person walking down your street. They've got just as good a chance of being vice president for the Democrats than anyone else. No one knows who it's going to be. So what has the DNC decided to do? This from the Post-Millennial. The DNC is moving to hold a virtual nomination of Kamala Harris before the August convention and blocking delegates from nominating a new candidate on the floor in Chicago, despite Kamala Harris receiving zero votes. Wait, how many votes did Kamala Harris get? Did she get one? Did she get five? She got zero. Because nobody votes for a vice president on a ticket. What Democrats are saying is that it doesn't matter who Kamala Harris picks as the vice president because nobody votes based on the vice president anyway. To which your retort ought to be, so then you're saying nobody voted for Kamala Harris. They only voted for the top of the ticket. And you'd be right. And you would be right. This from the Post-Millennial. The Democratic Party will enact a rule change for the Democratic nomination that will allow Vice President Kamala Harris to receive the party's nomination prior to the convention being held. The decision comes as a strategic move to streamline the nominating process and is likely intended to avoid any perception of instability within the party. A roll call vote will be held the first week of August to formalize the nomination, confirming her as the party's candidate after she secured support from a majority of the delegates without any intra-party challenges. This move follows President Joe Biden announced that he will not seek re-election and his endorsement of Harris as the party's nominee. Despite Biden's endorsement, his delegates, nearly all are the pledged delegates at the convention, were not legally obligated to support Harris. However, the party has taken proactive steps, to guarantee Harris the nomination, ensuring she faces no competition and demand their compliance. The virtual roll call planned since May was implemented to allow a Democratic ticket ample time to appear on ballots in states with early filing deadlines. The plan was to have Biden confirmed in advance of the convention. The difference is that Biden actually ran for president and received votes. Harris received none of them. Harris's bid for the presidency, along with any other contenders aiming to oppose her, must submit documentation to the RNC and secure electronic endorsements from a minimum of 300 delegates with no more than 50 from any single state before 6 p.m. July 30th. I just want to say, before we keep going on this, July 30th is a very important day. July 30th is a very important day because July 30th is my birthday. And I'm very sad about it because I turned 35, which means in all likelihood half my life is over. But we'll get to that later in the week. With Harris officially securing the nomination by early August, the focus will quickly shift to her selection as a running mate. The DNC will start on August 19th. The DNC will start August 19th. So what they're saying is, is that they are going to take the vote out of Democratic voters' hands. You don't get a say, plebs. We're going to pick who you want. And I want to make it very clear. If I am a firm Republican, I am a conservative, I make no qualms about that. If the Republican National Convention had dumped Donald Trump and moved all of their delegates to support Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or somebody else, I wouldn't have voted for them. And if I were Democrats, I would fear many people are not going to vote for a person that they did not nominate as well. We're going to keep going here because I have so much more I got to get to today. We still got to get to the Hamas supporters. We got to get to them burning down Washington, D.C. yesterday with virtually no media coverage, virtually none whatsoever. But before we do that, I got to ask, I know you're not doing this, and I don't really understand why. You need to be stockpiling up on medications, particularly after what we've been through. Because if you're not, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Guys, it is your responsibility to be prepared. And fortunately, you can get medications like Tamiflu and Z-Pak without having to book an office appointment with your old physician. The wellness company has developed a contingent emergency kit of prescription-only medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Tamiflu, Z-Pak, medications that every American should have in their medicine cabinet at all times. Do you have what your family needs next time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing hydroxychloroquine or Z-Pak. So guys, head on over to twc.health/LFA. That is twc.health/LFA. Use promo code LFA at checkout to get 10% off. There's no reason not to keep this stuff around, guys. Have it in your medicine cabinet. God forbid you need it. Go to twc.health/LFA and get the wellness company's contingent emergency prescription pack. That's twc.health/LFA. So, the media is already beginning to do yeoman's work. They are working themselves up into a frenzy on one particular topic. And what would that be? Well, Axios, which normally actually doesn't do too awful of a job, claims that Kamala Harris was never appointed the border czar. Never. Ever, ever, ever. In March, this also from the Post-Millennial, in March, President Joe Biden tapped VP Kamala Harris to deal with the border. Harris was dubbed the border czar, was meant to tackle the migration challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border and work with Central American countries to address the root causes of the problem, the Associated Press wrote at the time. In a bizarre attempt to fact-check, Axios on Wednesday claimed that she was never actually the border czar. They claimed that the Trump campaign lied when they said Harris was appointed the border czar in March of 2021. And since that time, millions and millions of illegal aliens have invaded our country. Countless Americans have been killed in the migration crisis because of her willful demolition of Americans' borders. The Biden and Harris met with HHS Secretary and Alejandro Mayorkas and others on the border team to discuss the increased migrants, including many unaccompanied minors who were crossing the border since Biden took over. I've asked her, the VP, today, because she is the most qualified person to do it, to lead the efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries to help, are going to need help in stemming the movement of some folks, stemming the migration on our southern border, Biden said in 2021. That was a direct quote, which is why I couldn't get the damn words out, because Joe Biden was too busy letting us know that he was going to apply true and non-Shabana pressure. He continued, the increase has been consequential. But the vice president has agreed, among the multiple other things that I have had her lead, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic efforts and work with other nations to accept the returns and enhance the migration enforcement at the border. But Axios is doing everything they can to pretend that didn't happen. Luckily, we can go into the way, 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 way back machine and see that, well, you guys ever watch Impractical Jokers? You ever watch Impractical Jokers when they go, well,
quote unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Even the chick from The View at the very end right there. So that's the media lying to you in real time. That is them gaslighting you in real time. And if you're going to show your friends any portion of this show, I think you should show them the whole show. But if you're going to show them any portion of the show, that would be the part I want you to show them. What are we at? 24 minutes into the show. That's the part they need to see so that they can see they are being lied to. Of course she was the border czar, because when she got appointed the border czar, we all laughed about it. We all sat there and went, wait, Joe Biden is appointing the most incompetent person in the Democratic Party to run maybe the most complicated issue we face as a nation? No, no, no. However, now the media is coming out and saying that none of that happened. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe any of that. That's what the Democrats do. That's all the Democrats can do. Things have gotten so bad that the House of Representatives, this from Nick Sauder. By the way, shout out. I want to shout out a few people here. If you're watching this on Twitter, go follow Nick Sauder. Go follow Raw's Alerts on Twitter. They were both on the ground yesterday. We're going to get to the Hamas supporters yesterday, who all need to be sent right the hell out of this country. If they love Gaza so much, why don't they go live there? The problem is, if you want to go live there, you have to jump into a time machine and go back to the 9th century. We're going to get to Hamas in just a second, because there was like 10, 20,000 people in D.C. who I almost said something I shouldn't have said. But the House of Representatives just voted 220 to 196 to condemn the border czar Kamala Harris's handling of the border. The resolution was put forth by Elise Stefanik. Even 6 Democrats joined with Republicans in support. Perez of Washington, Golden of Maine, Henry Cuellar of Texas, Peltola, I might be pronouncing that incorrectly, of Arkansas. How the hell is there a Democrat elected in Arkansas? It's Arkansas. What are we doing? Whoever lives in Arkansas or near there needs to get that person the hell out. Even 6 Democrats came out and condemned her handling of the border, because it turns out that Kamala Harris fails at everything she does. Everything she does. We're going to dive into a little bit more on Kamala Harris in just a minute, because I have something I need to get off my chest, and it's really going to upset me. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code L-O-U-D, for up to 80% off everything on the website. And they're having their huge $25 extravaganza right now. They got so much stuff over there, guys. I got MyPillow stuff all over my house. You should, too. Make sure you use promo code LOUD when you get there. Okay, so we've got to discuss something, and we're going to discuss lurid sexual details. So if there's children listening, please have them leave the room for the next 5 minutes. I've long said on this show, and I take very much the live and let live libertarian perspective when it comes to sex. Always have. Always will. I don't care about philandering. You know, I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying that I don't. That's not on the top of my priority list, okay? Lauren Boebert, whatever. Marjorie Taylor Greene, don't care. Bill Clinton didn't really care either. To be honest with you, still don't really care. However, I will not be lectured to by people who want to say that I am a sexist or a misogynist or whatever kind of ist you want to say, because I bring up the fact that Kamala Harris, at 29 years old, was banging a 60-year-old married guy. Do you know why I'm not going to be lectured to? Because I had to sit back for the last 4 years and listen to Stormy Daniels talk about an alleged affair on every channel on planet Earth, talking about the shape and size and that all this about Donald Trump's dick. I had to listen to that. So don't come to me and say that I'm not allowed to discuss the fact that Kamala Harris may or may not have slept her way to the top. And look, I want to be clear about something. Very clear about it. If you want to sleep your way to the top, go ahead. Do it. I don't care. But don't sit here and try to claim that Republicans have to be the turn the other cheek party. The people who, oh, how dare you? How dare you bring up a woman's sexual exploits? You can't talk about the fact that Kamala Harris may or may not have been Montel Williams' side piece. You're not allowed to talk about that. However, CNN is allowed to cover Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal wall to wall for the last 7 years for absolutely no reason whatsoever. I got to hear Stephen Colbert interviewing porn stars about whether they did or did not sleep with the president. So spare me, okay? And another thing to all the women out there saying that we shouldn't be talking about this because it's going to hurt us with suburban women. I have a feeling, just putting it out there, that suburban women are probably not going to want to vote for a homewrecker. For a 29-year-old who slept with a married 60-year-old man, something tells me that suburban women probably aren't going to like that very much. Just a thought. I got to get that off my chest because I am sick and tired of being lectured to by moral purists when it's convenient, when they feel it's okay. I am sick and tired of saying, you can't talk about a woman's sex life. However, every affair, every person Donald Trump has ever slept with in his entire life, then we can talk about with no problem. You want equality? That's equality. Because if you're going to use Donald Trump's past sexcapades against him, then we can absolutely bring up the fact that Kamala Harris is a homewrecker. Is a homewrecker. Homewrecker Harris. That's the next t-shirt. 29 years old, slept with a 60-year-old married guy. Now, in fairness, he was separated. But that's still married. So don't come at me. You're going to vote for somebody who slept with a porn star? Yeah, and you're going to vote for somebody who destroyed a home? Who slept with a married man? So take your moral purity and stick it right up your ass. Right up your ass, okay? Because I am not going to be the turn the other cheek people anymore. I'm here to fight, and I'm here to win. And if we're not prepared to do that, get ready for 4 years of the dumbest, least qualified person in America being the president of the United States. We're going to pop this live chat on the screen because I'm curious what everybody thinks about that. Let's get this up there. Sorry for the language. But that's been stuck in my craw for a little while now, and I'm really getting sick and tired of Republicans having to play by different rules than everybody else. You want to talk about Donald Trump's sexual exploits, whatever it may or may not be, then Kamala Harris is fair game. I want to make it very clear. I don't care. Like that I don't care about. However, I will play by the same rules as everybody else. I will play by the same rules as everybody else. Let me get a sip. Now that I'm hot. Let's go. Hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Hey, Kevin, what about those Mets, baby? Yeah, I just want to say for all the Yankee fans out there, I hope you're doing okay today, after my Mets beat you like you stole something. And I know there's one person watching the show right now who's going to be very upset by that, and I don't care, so just know I'm thinking about you. Just know I'm thinking about you. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Before we get rocking and rolling here today, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base, your landing pad, your mothership for all things LFATV related. Check out the LFATV store. And while you're there, guys, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. What's going on, everybody? Tulip, how are you? AV, what's happening? Coffin, what's happening? ZBM says, my first curse word today was thrown out there with 10 minutes after my kids woke up. Yeah, that's usually how that happens. New York Patriot, 2 Yankee sweeps by our fantastic Mets. Yeah, got that right. For all the Yankee fans out there, don't worry. Boo, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. D-Ray, what's happening? T.D. Hodges, how are you? Hazel Kitty, how are you? Once again, if you're from the local area, if you're here on Long Island, tomorrow night we will be at the Belmore Chamber of Commerce Classic Car Show at the Belmore Train Station. Come on down, say hello. Giddy up, let's go. B.R. Newt, are you talking about the game or something else? Are you talking about the game or are you talking about something else? I'm terrible. I'm gonna leave that up till they answer. I'm gonna leave that up until they answer. Let me get a sip quick. Miss Perkins, how are you? Bob R, what's happening? Bobby Driver, how are we doing? The game. Sorry, I'm terrible. Let's dive in, because now we're going to talk about Hamas. Now we're going to talk about Hamas. And before we even get started, I don't want to hear any crap in the comments calling me a Zionist or a Jewish shill or any of that crap, because if you pull that crap, I'm just booting you, because that's bullshit and it's not true. However, I'm a little annoyed today. Because yesterday I watched Hamas supporters take the American flag down at Union Station and replace it with the flag of a country that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. Curious what that looked like? Here it is. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Here it is. If that doesn't make you sick, if that doesn't make you absolutely nauseated, if that doesn't make you enraged in a way that is almost indescribable, then quite frankly, I don't know what the hell you're doing watching this show. I don't know what you're doing watching this show. Of course, there were more scenes out of the Hamas crowd yesterday. Here they were vandalizing the Liberty Bell outside of Union Station. But of course, that wasn't all. We had to have a big graffiti war in the middle of Union Station, where they decided to spray paint "Hamas is coming." Hamas is coming. Well, Hamas, and I genuinely mean this, if you are coming, when you get here, I can't wait to, in the words of Tony Montana, introduce you to my little friend. Why don't you say hello to my little friend? Because if you bring your jihad crap to where I live, that's going to end poorly for you and the remainder of your jihadists. Here was somebody attempting to take the American flag back once it was set on fire by these people. That didn't go well for the guy who actually tried to do the right thing.
Got a piece of it. Try to take the American flag that was burning.
Someone actually tried to retrieve the American flag once it was set ablaze by a gaggle of ugly people. People who have never been happy in their lives. People who, miserable sons of bitches. Here they were, this from Laura Loomer, trying to remove the graffiti and the burn marks from outside of Union Station last night. Check this out. I wonder who's got to pay for that. I wonder who's got to pay those cleanup hours. Who's going to pay to redo the bricks that were destroyed by people putting graffiti all over it and setting it ablaze? Another peaceful protest. Another peaceful protest by these people. Let me ask you, does this look remotely peaceful to you?
Let them go!
Why not take that club, right? What? Take that club and bash somebody over the head with it instead of retreating like a bunch of cowards. I am so sick and tired of watching our law enforcement retreat in the face of terrorists. And that's what they are. They're terrorists. I don't look. You cannot align yourself with a terrorist entity and not be a terrorist. There's really no working your way around that one. There's really no way to work your way around that. However, some people seem to have no problem with it at all. Some people seem to have no problem with it at all. Luckily, some people... Do I have this... hold on a minute. Do I have this pulled up? Do I have it pulled up where they decided to rip a cop off of the pile? No, I don't think I have that one pulled up. But if this doesn't set you... If that does not infuriate you on a serious level, I want to make something very clear to everybody here. This election... Where is it? Boom, boom, boom. Let me make this smaller so everybody can see it. You want to see what this election's about? Right here. This is what this election is about. You want that in your country? Then vote for the Democrats. If you don't, vote Republican. That's it. There's really no two ways about it. And by the way, if anyone out there has any internet skills... Oh, let me put that back. Boom, boom, boom. If anybody out there has any internet skills, why don't we find out who that guy is and make sure he never works again? But Kevin, that's cancel culture. I don't care. I don't care. Kim Lombardo says, you burn an LGBTQ flag and you get arrested. You burn an American flag or graffiti a government building and it's all good. What the F is going on with this country? Well, I have a solution. And some House Republicans have a solution as well, which we'll get to in 1 minute. Before we do that, guys, have you guys been struggling with crazy mood swings? Lately, I know I've been lying awake at night worrying about all the things I have to do the next day, and it ends up killing my energy levels for the next day. For me personally, guys, Magnesium Breakthrough has helped me solve all my sleep problems, from winding down at the end of a stressful day to tossing and turning and waking up groggy. Magnesium Breakthrough has been a complete game changer. Once I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough, my sleep completely changed, and now I have no problem falling asleep and waking up refreshed and energized. Not only does Magnesium Breakthrough help you sleep better, but it also calms your mind and allows you to feel more grounded and relaxed during the day, especially before bed. All bio-optimizer supplements are best in class. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund, no questions asked. They are so confident that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on your most relaxing night of sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. For our exclusive offer, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA and use promo code LFA during checkout to save 10%. And if you subscribe, not only will you get the amazing discounts and free gifts, but you will get your monthly supply guaranteed. Guys, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA to get your Magnesium Breakthrough and find out what this month's gift is with purchase. If you subscribe, you'll get all those discounts. Go to go to biooptimizers.com/LFA and use promo code LFA at checkout. Well, let's get ready for a new GOP House of Representatives majority, as we are starting to see some people not too thrilled with what went on yesterday. Non-citizens convicted of crimes while protesting to be deported under the new GOP bill. Can we get a round of applause here? Because if you are a foreigner in our country under a work visa, under a student visa, and you participate in the burning of the symbol of our nation, you don't get to be here anymore. You do not have a right to a visa in this country. You do not have a right to go to our schools or work in our factories. You are here as a guest. And if you are a non-citizen and you decide to burn the American flag, you ought to be sent right the hell back to where you came from. I'm talking middle seat coach the whole way back. Congressional Republicans have introduced legislation that would deport non-citizens involved in violence and vandalism on federal property. On Wednesday, Senator Tom Cotton introduced the No Visas for Violent Criminals Act, which would terminate any visa and require deportation within 60 days of non-citizens convicted of a criminal offense during a protest. The move comes after the anti-Israel Benjamin Netanyahu, Senators Ted Budd of North Carolina, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee are co-sponsors to the legislation, and Jim Banks of Indiana has the companion bill in the House. The bill would immediately terminate any visa and require the deportation within 60 days of any non-citizen convicted of any offenses involving obstruction of highways, roads, bridges, tunnels, any offense related to individuals' conduct at or during a protest that takes place at an institution of higher learning, religious institution in the United States. This would also include any offense involving defacement or destruction of federal property, including but not limited to monuments and memorials. Now, some will say, but Kevin, don't you know that you're allowed to burn an American flag in America? You're right. Currently, you are. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court case Texas v. Johnson in 1989 ruled that burning an American flag was protected speech. We'll get to that in a second. However, I will not allow foreigners to come into my country and burn the symbol of my nation. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Some tells me that when we get an overwhelming majority in the House and an overwhelming majority in the Senate and Donald Trump back in the White House, some tells me this bill is going to go forth. And I want to make it very clear. Texas v. Johnson, that was decided in 1989, had a 5-4 majority. Something tells me this Supreme Court might be a little bit more conservative. Elections have consequences, you bunch of terrorists. So no, you do not get to burn the American flag. A little background on, and I want to be clear, there is a certain person. There's a certain person that was involved in the Texas v. Johnson decision. And there are some lawyers out there that always seem to take the cases and make everyone hate them. Ron Kirby for one of them. Ron Kirby is that guy from the 90s with the ponytail that represented Colin Ferguson, the guy who shot up the Long Island Railroad train because he was being oppressed because he was black. He was an immigrant. He didn't know business being here in the first place. Represented him, tried to get him off. Well, there's another guy, William Kunstler. I didn't say the word you think I said. It's K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R. He is one of the worst people. One of the worst people in the history of American law, okay? He's the former director of the ACLU from 1964 to 1972. Anything interesting happened during that time period? Of course, he also represented Assata Shakur, who is a domestic terrorist, also the godmother to Tupac Shakur. Great rapper, but his godmother's terrible. Assata Shakur was convicted of murdering two New Jersey state troopers in accordance with the Weather Underground and many of the Black Liberation Armies of the 1960s and 1970s, domestic terrorists. She then fled the country after being broken out of prison and is currently living in Cuba. So for all my Cubanos out there who want to see tariffs lifted on Cuba, why don't you give us our cop killers back? That way we can execute that woman forthwith. William Kunstler, one of the worst people in America. He also represented many of the prisoners in the Attica prison riots in the 1970s that killed a prison security guard. He has been on the forefront of some of the worst, worst people in America. He represented the blind sheik who was convicted of seditious conspiracy and terrorism after he tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 94. He's also been the legal counsel to the daughter of... What do we got here? Oh, yeah. He represented one of the people shot by Bernie Getz. And he's also collaborated to help get mob bosses off, which... All right, I'll go with that. We could use the mafia in New York City right about now. I got a feeling that if we had John Gotti and Joe Bonanno still, maybe that crap wouldn't go on. Maybe some of this shit wouldn't be happening. Kunstler also represented one of the accused killers at Jonestown. This guy's been on the wrong side of the law his entire career. And, of course, he was one of the lawyers in the Texas v. Johnson decision. So I think a state attorney general, Andrew Bailey of Missouri, paging Andrew Bailey, ought to sue the people who burned the American flag and just see if the Supreme Court takes it up. Because something tells me that decision might go a little bit differently now. Just a thought. It's been a tough show today, guys. I had to get a lot off my chest. But the last story of the day, we are going to have a little bit of fun with, simply because I just think it's funny. I just happen to think it's very funny. But before we get to that, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our phenomenal shop over there. All of our new stuff. You can get your Trumpamania t-shirts just like the Hulkster. We've got Trump bathing suits all over the place. MAGA bikinis. Let's go. You can pick up your Trump Vance t-shirts. We've got them in every color. We got the flags in every color. This fight shirt, guys, let me pop this up on the screen, because this thing has been selling like hotcakes. Selling like hotcakes. We got them in every color. Pick up yours today. The person who designed this is absolutely phenomenal. You're going to want to check them out, guys. Your Donald Trump fight t-shirts. Pick those bad boys up now. Let's go back, because there's so much more stuff here on the Loud Majority Shop. That's the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on over here. If you've already gotten all your Loud Majority gear, which, look, some of you do, let's be honest, you can hit that donate button right at the top. Hit that donate button right at the top of the screen. Consider becoming a monthly donor here at the Loud Majority. We've got so much going on, and we can't do it without you guys' help. You guys know I hate asking. I really do. $5, $10 a month, whatever you can afford. I really do appreciate it. What do we got? Somebody in the chat? Got somebody in the chat being rude. I don't know. Hit the thumbs up button. Let's get to 300. So I promised you we would tell a funny story at the end. Before I forget, make sure you tune in live tomorrow, as we will be joined by Kamala Harris. We will have Kamala Harris on the show tomorrow. Very interesting. You're not going to want to miss that. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to have Kamala Harris on the show. Funny stuff. Make sure you guys check that out tomorrow. You're going to laugh. You're really going to enjoy that. So, as I said, we were going to end with something funny today. A story out of Seattle that's going to make everybody laugh. A 22-year-old has been arrested in Seattle for stealing a Seattle Fire Department fire engine and taking it for a joyride. This is pretty funny. On Wednesday, Seattle police arrested a 22-year-old for stealing a fire engine and taking it for a joyride. According to KOMO News, at approximately 3:30 a.m., a crew reported a Seattle Fire Department dispatch, "We just had someone steal our fire engine while they were at Arrowhead Gardens apartment to aid in a call." The crews who were treating a patient, a man rolled up on a scooter, jumped inside the cab of the fire truck, and drove off with the lights on and the sirens blasting. Look, don't steal a fire truck, okay? But, I mean, it's pretty funny. Honestly, I'm not even mad at the guy. Who amongst us hasn't wanted to drive a fire engine before? Let's be honest. This guy was probably banged up and said, ah, what the hell? I'm going to take the fire truck. It's pretty funny. I think it's pretty funny. Guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Once again, we're going to have Kamala Harris on the show. You're not going to want to miss that. Make sure you stay tuned for a matter of fact coming up next right here on this network. Guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the shop. I always thank you guys so, so much for your support. Until tomorrow, everybody, stay loud.